We're to never stop learning from here to glory. Here's Pastor Dave Rolfe.
If you think you have nothing to learn this week, if you think there's nothing that's worth you poring over and getting to understand it and working through and reassessing some of your ideas, if you don't think that you can benefit from that, then you are truly a prideful person. In fact, if you think that there's anyone on this planet that you can't learn something from, you have an ego problem, pure and simple. And so education helps us along the path to humility, and that's something that Solomon harps on often.
Wake up my soul, wake up early in the day, wake up my hand, and the instrument I play, wake up my voice, let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
Go to school for 12 to 16 years or more, but if you think that's all there is to learn in life, you're missing out. The Lord wants us to remain in the classroom throughout our lives and continue the learning process. Do you see yourself as a lifelong student? Solomon sure did, and he was the wisest man of all time. Today on The Balanced Word, we continue to see how we can do life better, and Dave Rolfe says education is a big part of that. Here he is in the Proverbs with more from our series, Smarter Living.
Great to be with you as we again today start our week off by hearing some of the wisdom of Solomon, looking through the book of Proverbs and seeing what it has to tell us about how we can do life better. It shouldn't be surprising that the wisest man in the world has a whole lot to say about education. And that's what we're going to look at today, that process of actually learning new material and acquiring new material. And Solomon, he lived his life to be educated. You see this in so many different places, but let's turn to Proverbs chapter 1 right in the beginning and look at his introduction to this book of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, he says, a wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. He describes this process of learning as, you know, sorting through material and coming to an understanding of it, attaining wisdom as a result of it. That word that's translated enigma there in verse 6 is the Hebrew word lutz, which is an interesting word. It's the word that throughout the book of Proverbs, you remember in several passages we've looked at this year where he talks about scoffers. It's a scoffer is somebody who's just like, I don't care about that. I'm not interested in that. And he certainly doesn't laud people for being scoffers. That's seen as very foolish. But here he uses the same word and is describing how we not only understand Proverbs, but we also understand even people who believe stupid things, even people who aren't motivated at all to learn. That true wisdom, true knowledge, and a real education allows us to understand the important things and the Proverbs, but it also even gives us insight into why certain people don't believe or why do people believe what they believe. So often, we just look at people who believe things that we don't believe, and we say, well, I know why they think that. It's because they're idiots. It's just because they're stupid, that's why. But an educated person has to be someone who gets inside somebody else's head to really understand why people disagree with you. Why do certain people see things differently than you do? Because there is a reason, even people who have no interest at all in really discovering the truth, if we're ever going to influence them, and if we're ever truly going to understand them, we need to figure out why they are that way. And so again, you hear, you increase learning, and that means, hey, you need to learn more things. When we're talking about an education, we're talking about the fact that, do you know more today than you knew a year ago? It's as simple as that. Now, you might, as you get older, it becomes much harder because you have to continue to learn, but you're also constantly leaking and forgetting things as well. So to increase learning as we get older requires an even greater effort. But again, and then it's understanding, attaining counsel, knowing what you should do, and understanding these wise statements that the book of Proverbs is full of, understanding even why people seem to be unmotivated, what makes them tick, the words of the wise and their riddles. It's like life and knowledge and information is all sort of a puzzle. And the process of education is the process of sorting through all of that. So this is Solomon saying, here's how you should do life right off the bat. Here's what wisdom is. It's understanding everything that you can attain understanding of and being involved in this educational process. Solomon saw himself as a student always. He was the wisest person to ever live, according to the scriptures. And yet, he was always in the process of trying to learn more, which is a great challenge to us as well. Now, before we get into some of the other scriptures about this, let me say that in some circles, and certainly in among Christian circles often, there's almost an anti-education bias. There's a jadedness toward any kind of education. There's a fear, really, that, oh, if we get an education, I'm afraid that some of the people out there are going to steal our faith. Understand this. People can't steal your faith. People might show you the reality, whether you really do have faith, but as people who follow God, as people who live our lives committed to Him, there's no reason why we have to be afraid that somebody out there has information that's going to completely blow away everything that we are trusting in. It's a real dangerous thing to be protective of, you know, what you believe, so much so that you don't even want to hear why someone else believes what they believe. I think this is one of the reasons why in the science fields, it's become so difficult for Christians to have influence because to a degree, I think people just said, oh, for instance, evolution, that's just bad. Now, let me make it clear. I do not believe in evolution, but I believe that to be educated, you need to understand exactly why people do believe in evolution. And if Christians just completely pull out of the academic world, it's going to be left to people who won't include God in the equation at all, and we lose an opportunity to influence a generation, and that's sort of what has happened. We can't afford to do that. See, if what we believe is really true, then it will stand up to those who oppose it. I think as Christians, we need to understand why there are people out there who are atheists, for instance, and not just say, well, the fool has said in his heart there is no God, so they are atheists because they're stupid. No, there are some good reasons why some people have come to the conclusion that there is no God, and it's really naive to believe that there is no basis for believing that at all. We need to take the truth into a world of different ideas, and especially in the educational environment, and be able to allow God the chance to actually establish a stronger truth because we haven't been afraid of people who believe differently than we do. And, you know, I understand the insecurity, I understand the fear, but as a result, we're losing the battle long term. For instance, kids who are raised in an environment that just tells them that, you know, the people, you know, here are some basic information about creationism and science. And if you know this, you see those professors, they're just a bunch of idiots. And then they go off to college and they find out, whoa, it's not a, the professor isn't really just like the cartoon character in God's Not Dead. He's actually a smart guy who really is open to the truth, and then here is the conclusion that he has come to, and all of a sudden, the kids are confused because they were, instead of being educated, they were just indoctrinated, and when they realize that the straw men that they've burned down aren't real, now their faith is really shaking. They have to start to begin to learn and to understand. And so it's true that there's an old saying, ignorance is bliss. And if you can keep people ignorant, maybe you can keep them happy. But in today's world, it's just not possible to protect people from every idea that's out there. Because of the internet, most people beyond the age of 10 have a smartphone by which they can get information. So in the past, you could just keep people protected, you could isolate them, but in actuality, today you can't. So you'd better deal with all of the enigma that's out there, all of the theories, all of the ideas. You need to be truly educated because that's the world in which we live. Ignorance is not really an option. Now, when we're talking about education, there's a lot of discussion of, well, is this formal education that Solomon's talking about, or can you be self-taught? You know, for Solomon, for the most part, it was probably a combination of the two. But I always think you don't have to go to school to be educated, that's for sure. But I want to say there is a danger to just being self-taught. When you're self-taught, you have a tendency to look for things that affirm what you already believe. And so you find yourself reading books that just tell you what you already think. That's a danger that exists, by the way, in the academic world formally as well as for us personally. There's something called confirmational bias that every one of us is subject to. And what confirmational bias is that when I see evidence that supports my views, I think that evidence is great and I eat it up. But when I see evidence that contraindicates my particular view, I have a tendency to believe that that is bogus. And so none of us are completely neutral, and this is something that's important to understand in becoming educated people, is to realize that I have a bias. We see this, it's a great challenge to us today. And if you will just spend a few minutes looking at reactions of people who disagree with you on major issues, you'll see how this works. In the political world, it's just blatant that you see something like, for instance, you know, you see something that, to me, looks like the most shocking scandal in the history of our country in terms of selling influence in the State Department, and I go, this is worse than anything that's ever happened. But then there are a whole lot of people who look at it and they're like, hey, so what? You know, it's not that big of a deal. Joke about it. It's like, oh, everybody does it. And I'm looking at it and going, how in the world can you not see that to have foreign governments bribing our government officials in order to get decisions done is a really bad thing? Or I look at it and say, do you understand that when somebody is being held captive by a foreign nation, that we don't ever pay ransom to get them back because it makes everyone completely unsafe if you do that? Now, I look at it and I'm just going nuts because I can't figure out how come half of the people in our country don't think this is a big deal. Well, they are looking at it, those people are looking at it for reasons of their own, to which I guess I need to be more educated because I don't understand how you can totally see it that way. But I understand this. It's not bothering them. It's not causing this. The people who are upset about it are the people who don't like those who are in political power today. The people who like those who are in power today, they don't care about it at all. And if we're not going to solve that issue, but if your answer is those people are just stupid, no, that's not it. It's that those people are biased confirmationally, and so am I. And so if it was somebody that I like doing it, maybe I wouldn't think it was a big deal. You know, maybe you go back to when, you know, the Watergate cover-ups and things like that, there were a lot of people that didn't think that was a big deal. Now, and I look at that and go, okay, it's kind of bad to go break into the Democratic, you know, campaign headquarters and steal data and then lie about it and cover it up and all that. I realize it's kind of bad, but hey, not a big deal to me. Whereas something like some of these recent scandals might be a big deal to me. But that gets at the very core of why a solid education is so important, because we need to overcome whatever biases we have and be able to really have an objective understanding to where at least what other people do makes sense. So the question is, Solomon is telling us that this is important, that to be educated really matters, that to learn matters. So the question that I want to reflect on this morning is why? What's the big deal about an education? What's the big deal about a continued process of learning and examining and parsing out various issues that come up? Well, look over at chapter 14, Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 6. He says, "A scoffer seeks wisdom and doesn't find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands." At the very core of what a scoffer is, it's somebody who thinks that they don't have anything to learn. It's someone who believes that they are sort of above all of this. Well, I don't know about all of that, but, you know, and just joking about it. Now, to me, this gets at the core of one of the reasons why education is so important to God. See, you know, ultimately, in order to learn something, it requires humility. And we've seen throughout Proverbs this year how often the theme comes up that you need to be humble, that pride will destroy you. It comes before destruction. Humility is key. And yet we wrestle with the concepts of pride and humility, and we kind of are like, okay, yeah, I don't want to be proud. I want to be humble. How do you do that? Well, education has a powerful way, in two ways, of causing us to become more humble and less proud. First of all, if you are going to try to learn anything, it implies a basic level of humility, that what you are saying is, there are things that I don't know. So even for you to listen to someone who's making a case for something that's different than what you believe, you have to humble yourself enough to say, maybe I can learn something. No one will ever submit to an education in any respect unless they realize they have things to know. Now, you've seen people who just fail educationally because they just think that all their teachers are idiots, that their school is terrible, that these books are empty. I have nothing to learn. That's pride. But to be able to say, and for each of us this week, for instance, to say, I am aspiring to learn something this week, that's a humbling position to take, to realize that there may be things that are really important for me to know, and I don't know them right now. And education, in a really beautiful way, requires humility in order just to admit that you have something to learn. Now, if you think you have nothing to learn this week, if you think there's nothing that's worth you poring over and getting to understand it and working through and reassessing some of your ideas, if you don't think that you can benefit from that, then you are truly a prideful person. In fact, if you think that there's anyone on this planet that you can't learn something from, you have an ego problem, pure and simple. And so education helps us along the path to humility, and that's something that Solomon harps on often. But there's another side to it as well. When you learn, it tends to make you more humble. The more I learn, the more I study, the more I realize how much I don't know. There are questions that when I begin to delve into them, maybe I wasn't even wondering about them, but I start reading something and I'm like, whoa, I thought I kind of understood how this works. But after investigating for a couple of hours and reading about it, I realized, whoa, there's a lot going on here that I don't know about. I see this all the time when I read about the human brain. The human brain, no doubt, is one of the most fascinating subjects that you can learn about. And so I quite often will read books and study about the nature of the brain, how it remembers, how it processes. It's crazy. But the more I learn about the brain, it's not that I feel like, wow, now I've really achieved. No, I look at it and go, we are just scratching the surface of the amazing nature of what God has created, things we totally take for granted, and we just sort of assume them. The deeper you study, the more you realize how much more there is to study. And so I think humility is one of the reasons why we should always be in the process of being educated, because it humbles us to approach education, and it also produces in us a humility the more that we study.
We're receiving God's wisdom from the Proverbs right here on The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Roth. It's part of a series called Smarter Living. And you can request a CD copy by calling 949-362-7475. I should also mention this entire series is available on a USB for a donation of $10 or more. You'll receive all 51 messages in the series that'll lead you to smarter living as you hear and learn to live by God's wisdom from the Proverbs. So call us at 949-362-7475 and ask for the Smarter Living Thumb Drive. Our programs are also available online at thebalancedword.com. Thank you for your support of the Balanced Word Radio Ministry. It allows us to bring Pastor Dave's teachings to stations like this one all across the nation. Donations can be made at thebalancedword.com. Dave Rolfe is the pastor of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. You can hear him teach on a Sunday morning at any one of these three times, 8, 9:45, and 11:30. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information or to live stream. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Let's return to Pastor Dave Roth now.
A second reason why I think God wants us to be students and to study, turn over to Proverbs chapter 12. I like this verse. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. See, correction means that you are able to progress, that you are able to acquire some sort of information that will allow you to actually grow. The second reason why God wants us to continue to be educated is because he wants our lives to progress and to improve. He wants us to grow. If all you know is what you already know, then there is like zero chance that your life is going to get much better, because what you know has brought you to where you are right now. Education, learning, being critical thinking allows us to look at our opportunities and see them in a new way. It allows us to acquire certain skills that we didn't have before, or information that can be then synthesized with everything else that we know, and we may discover something that opens a whole new door for our lives to improve drastically. Education does that for us. It lets us get better.
We'll continue to hear what the Proverbs have to say about education on the next Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Rall, a daily presentation of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands and the instrument I play.